With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two National Guardsmen are dead after a military helicopter crash in Mississippi on Friday. It was on a routine training flight and crashed in Boonville, that's near the Alabama border. Friday afternoon, NORAD released a statement saying that they detected a balloon floating over Utah at an altitude of 44,000 feet. Reportedly, the balloon appeared to be made of mylar, had a small cube-shaped box about 2 feet long on each side hanging below it. The origins and purpose remain unknown, is what we're told. The news comes a year after the U.S. tracked a Chinese surveillance balloon as it moved across the entire country. Also at SRNnews.com, a New York jury has found the NRA guilty of mismanaging money.
The verdict will require both its former head, Wayne LaPierre, and its retired finance chief, Wilson Phillips, to reimburse several million dollars to the organization. An ongoing litigation will ask the court to appoint an independent monitor to oversee the NRA's administration of its assets. In 2021, the NRA had filed for bankruptcy and sought to incorporate in Texas instead of New York, but a judge rejected that move, saying it was an attempt to duck the lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James. George Williams reporting.
Well, today is the South Carolina primary. Polls show former President Trump with a big lead over Nikki Haley, who was once governor of the state. Political analyst Chris Galderi says Haley is hoping to make a dent in Trump's lead in South Carolina today.
The big question is going to be, is his result in line with the polling that we're seeing that shows him with a blowout lead there, or is it going to be a much more modest victory like the one in New Hampshire wound up being?
More firings in the media industry, this time at Vice Media Group. The company is shutting down its left-leaning news website, saying it is no longer cost-effective. This is SRN News. Well, most teachers don't want transgenderism in the classroom.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 50% of public school teachers working grades K through 12 do not believe the concept of so-called gender identity should be taught at all. Another 14% say if it is taught, students should be told their gender is fixed at birth. That leaves only 33% of public school teachers who believe kids should be taught they can live as the opposite sex. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Engagements are ticking up after a pandemic-driven slowdown, and experts think there will be a surge in marriages in the U.S. this year. They say that would be good news for children who do better in two-parent homes than in single-parent ones. Marriage also makes economic sense. 32% of kids living with a single parent are in poverty compared to just 8% of those with a mother and father who are married. This is SRN News. Stocks end the week on a winning note, despite the mixed results Friday.
Stocks clung to modest gains on Wall Street, enough to edge the S&P 500 index to another record high and its sixth winning week in the last seven. Weakness in some technology companies, including Apple, nudged the NASDAQ composite slightly lower. A pullback by travel-related companies also checked gains elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 inched up by less than 0.1% Friday. The NASDAQ composite slipped 0.3%. The Dow added 62 points. That's about 0.2%. Live Nation rose 2%. The owner of Ticketmaster reported a 36% gain in revenue last year. Intuitive Machines, the company that made the first U.S. lunar landing in more than half a century, rose sharply. Seth Sutel, New York.
According to AT&T, Thursday's cell phone outage that affected customers was not the result of a cyber attack. They say a software update is to blame. More details at SRNnews.com.